This group points to such programs as ROTC, Reserve Officers Training Corps. The closed-circuit TV channel 1 beamed into 8,000 schools, corporate contracts for providing brand-name food and soft drinks, and the proliferation of private charter and cyber schools, arguing that these destroyed the traditional objective of American public education. The cumulative effect is the creation of institutions that cultivate a simplistic ideology that merges consumerism with subservience, they said. And indeed, despite national efforts such as No Child Left Behind, Common Core, and programs like School Choice and Recovery School Districts, American public education has continued to decline for 5 decades. Tom Allen, owner of Manhattan Media and a Republican candidate for mayor of New York City, writes, "First of all, our children are not being stimulated from an early age, and many lose interest in learning by the time they are in elementary school. We think that the one-size-fits-all public education system, an industrial model designed in the mid-1900s, should work in this post-information and digital age. This is clearly wrong, and we must now design curricula that set every child's mind on fire, even if it means using digital technology much more in the classroom and incorporating online learning as well as animation and vocational training for those who are not traditional academic learners." Pointing to a study by the National Council for Accreditation of Teacher Education, Allen argues that teacher preparation today is woefully inadequate. Training teachers is not a one-week series of seminars before their first days in the classroom. It's not a theoretical class in one of our educational graduate programs. It must represent at least 3, if not 4, years of vigorous apprenticeship as a student teacher before entering the classroom as a lead teacher, and then a 5 to 10 year series of mentoring programs that are conducted by master teachers or mentors. 2 new tiers of teaching that I would recommend to remedy our teacher training and retaining crisis. 50% of American teachers leave the profession in their first 5 years. Allen especially points to 1 intangible thing necessary to lift our country out of our downward spiral, RESPECT, emphasis in the original, for teachers and the teaching profession. The path to education victory is not as simple as ABC, but it's also not as hard as the Pythagorean theorem. It just takes a paradigm shift for our elected leaders to stop searching for scapegoats and start acting like real superheroes, wrote Allen. Our kids, this generation and the next one, can't wait any longer. We need the fierce urgency of now to stop the educational insanity which plagues our society. But first, we must put our teachers and students first, ahead of politicians and the testing industry. Allen's call for respect was echoed by Dennis Van Rokel, president of the National Educators Association, NEA, in a speech before the 2012 NEA National Meeting.